Hey, excuse me, are you, oh, you are, my blind date. Good, I would have felt really awkward if I just appeared out of nowhere and started talking to a complete stranger. But you aren't a complete stranger, you're, well, no, you are, but you're the complete stranger I'm on a date with now. Come on, I already saved us a table. I know fast food isn't exactly the most romantic hangout spot in town, but, well, when you're just starting out, you make do, you know? Yeah, I just moved here not too long ago. About half a year now, and I really haven't put myself that far out there. Don't get me wrong, I love it here. It's way more peaceful than where I used to live, and I love my new job, but it's pretty hard getting out there to meet new people without just mingling, you know? Oh, the job? Care to take a guess? Yeah, you're right. I work with my hands. I guess that was pretty obvious. What with the short hair and these nails and all. Need a hint? I actually wasn't planning on doing this when I first moved here, but my place wound up being next to the junkyard, so I took up tinkering just to kill time. But I wound up taking to it really well, and working on engines is just so much fun. I love fiddling around with the small bits and hearing the different noises they make, and oh, I guess that was less hint and more just the answer, huh? Sorry, when I talk about cars, I always get so excited and I just kind of wind up rambling. Yeah, I'm a mechanic. Impressed? I could change your oil, your tires, or even your whole engine if that's what's needed. I'd be pretty handy to have around, huh? Not that I'm desperate or anything. I just want you to like me. Oh, God. I'm sorry, I must sound pathetic right now. I don't have a lot of good experiences with people. I didn't have many friends where I was from, and the people here, they're fine. Well, the sort of people who stick around for the mechanic don't really see anything beyond a pretty face and some nice tits smeared in grease, or, you know. Even though we've only just met, you've been really good to me. You're attractive, and you aren't turned off when I ramble about cars or customers, and, well, you aren't half bad looking either. Thanks. I really like you too. So, if I like you, and you like me, want to do more, I don't know, flirty stuff? Like, for example, okay, I could feed you, want some chili fries? Okay, say, is it good? It might not be fine dining, but you could do worse, believe me. So, enough about me, let's talk about you. What do? Oh, really? That's really impressive. I'm serious. I could certainly never do that. It sounds so abstract. I've never really had time for anything I couldn't immediately reach out and touch before. Maybe you can share some of your experiences with me on our next date. I mean, assuming you want a next date. Good. I'm looking forward to it, too. Well, tell me more. I want to know everything. Oh my gosh. No way. That did not actually happen. Seriously? You might just have led the most interesting life of anyone I've ever met. Well, Mr. Bold, the daring hero, may I reward your valiant questioning with another fry? All right. Say, is something the matter? hand is... Oh my god, why is my hand turning green? Why now? I have to go. Nope, don't follow me. Just let me go. I have to get out now. Oh shit. No. It's going so well. Why is this happening? Why now? Why with him? Why did it have to wear off now? Stupid human pants. They're so long. When I shrink, I keep tripping on them. And the shirt. It's so big now. Someone could tie off the ends and carry me in it. Can I just take it all off? If I leave my clothes behind, it'll look suspicious, but it's better than being seen like this. Okay, just gotta all this. Okay, I'm free. Now I just need to run home before somebody sees. No, please, no. You were the one person I didn't want me to see like this. Oh, fuck. As a monster, as a tiny green screen thing, as a goblin. It's true. I'm not a human. I'm not even from this world. I came from a whole other dimension because the humans where I come from treated me so terribly, and none of the other goblins would help. Most of us don't care about each other at all. I was completely alone. I had to run away, or else they might have killed me. I usually take potions that let me turn into a human, but I was so nervous about today, I guess I must have forgotten. The dose only lasts 12 hours. You only have until the stroke of midnight, Cinderella. That's a story from your world, right? I guess I was so excited, I didn't even think when I needed to take my next one. Even though today was the day, I knew I couldn't let anyone see me like this because I really wanted you to like me. Ever since I arrived in this world, I've been so lonely. I really, really wanted there to be at least one person in my life who would talk to me the way you do. But now, I won't ask you to stay with me. I know you could never love a tiny, green-skinned, pointy-eared, buck-toothed monster, but at least don't tell anyone else that I'm a goblin. Please, just let me stay in this world. Why are you coming towards me? What are you... Did you really just do that? Why? I'm lucky you have a thing for short stacks. I'm sorry. Just, wasn't it weird having to kneel down to kiss me on the lips? Was it really worth it just to be able to give me that lame line? Short stack. I guess I am, huh? That potion may have changed my skin color and given me a few extra feet, but my tits and ass haven't shrank at all. I was so afraid that all the humans in this world would be grossed out by me, but I guess there are some people who are into this sort of thing. Hey, you weren't just saying that, right? You really do like me? Thanks. In any case, can I get in your car? I took the bus here. I know, the car nut takes the bus. It's ironic. And I'm kinda not really wearing clothes anymore. I wouldn't want anyone else to see me. Okay, we should be safe. Now then. What am I doing? Isn't it obvious? I'm taking out your dick so I can suck you off. Don't pretend you don't like it. You already told me you're into short stacks, and there's been a naked one in front of you for the past few minutes. Plus, I can see how hard you are through your pants. Jeez. Thing's big. You know no other creature has that much dick, right? What do you even humans do with all that? Me? Don't worry about me. I want this. I mean, sure, I wouldn't normally do it on the first date. I mean, I've never been on a date before, but I don't think I'd do this. But most guys don't do that much nice stuff for me either. The truth is, goblins don't normally live long lives. So when we get a chance to actually get off, we get, like, super horny really quickly. Especially if it's with someone we actually like. Please, you've been so sweet to me. Just let me do this for you. I want you really badly. Thank you. Now then. Wow. That thing's huge. Oh, average for a human my ear. Look at it! Look how big it is next to me. Look at how far I have to go up to kiss it up and down its length. How large your balls are against my lips. How the head stretches the lips of my tiny little goblin mouth. And how far I have to bob my head to suck it all the way down. Now, do you admit it's big? Or do I have to go again? That's what I thought. Now that we're all on the same page. You're so hard for me. You really do love feisty little short stack girls, don't you? Is it being able to loom over me that does it for you? So I'm always looking up at you the same way I am right now? Is it feeling my big, soft goblin tits pressed against your knees while I suck you off? Is it being so much bigger than me that your cock completely fills my mouth and you can hilt yourself in my throat? Kinda like this? God, that is so much. Goblins are supposed to have weak gag reflexes. And I'm struggling to take this. But I'm no quitter. Yeah, you like that? Like having a slutty goblin girl swallow your whole cock? You like the feeling of my throat tightening around you over and over again, milking it like a pussy, squeezing all the cum out of you? You like the sounds I make as I impale myself on this monster shaft? Hearing me gasp, hearing me beg, hearing me choke, knowing how hard I'm working to worship this big fat cock. I'm doing it because you deserve it. You're the kind of guy who deserves this every day. You've been so good to me. And this is me paying you back. Mm. 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 but I get the feeling you're about to give me a big present in return. I feel you tensing up in my mouth. About to blow? Mm-hmm. I'm about to send a huge load of thick human cum shooting into me. Do it. Shoot it all straight down my throat. I'll take it all. Just come in my mouth until you're completely satisfied. Was a lot of cum. You nearly drowned me with it all. You must have really liked it to have completely emptied your balls into my... Wait, what the fuck? Are you still hard? You really like short stacks, don't you? Don't apologize. What are you even sorry for? Jeez, sweetheart, I'm just so sorry I find you attractive. It must hurt you so bad that the first guy to ever accept you since you arrived in this world also goes crazy over your body and gets so randy he could fuck you into a puddle. Speaking of which, you already felt my mouth, so you want to shoot your second load in here? That's what I thought. No. No, don't get up. I'm still rewarding you here. You just lean back in that seat and let me do all the work. I'll just sit in your lap and take big, fat, throbbing human cock all the way to... Oh my god. Big. Oh, it's splitting me in half, and I can feel the head pushing into my fucking cervix. I haven't even started moving yet. My legs are already shaking. I feel so weak. No, don't help me. This is something I'm doing for you, so you just lie back and let me take care of it. If you really want to help me so badly, then just lie back and let me lean on your chest for a second. You smell nice. People back home didn't smell so nice. They didn't act so nice either. Not like you. Sorry if I'm getting a little less clever with my dirty talk. English isn't my first language, and I'm kinda distracted right now. I think I'm ready to go now. Honestly, I'm still a bit afraid of what this big fucking cock will do to me, but I'm also really excited. Here we go. Oh, God. Oh, it feels like digging my inside. I'm never going to be the same after this, am I? You're going to turn my tiny little body to the shape of your big human cock. I'll never be able to go back. I'm going to become yours. Well, my body is. My heart went ahead the first time you kissed me. Okay, I'm back up. Gosh, I feel so empty now. You filled me up so much, spread my pussy so wide. I don't think I can go back. Okay. Okay, now I just gotta lower myself down onto you again. Slowly, I'm still not ready. Just gotta lower myself back down onto it and get... No! I fell. It's all the way inside again. It felt... Hurt me? Are you kidding? That's amazing. I was afraid at first, but once I felt it, it was like the shock of pure pleasure just ripped through my entire body. I guess I'm a bit of a size queen, because feeling you slam into my deepest parts made me so wet it splashed all over my thighs. My thick, squishy, short-stacked thighs. Yeah. I guess I am doing a lot of dirty talk now. Maybe it's because I know you like it. Maybe I know that when I talk about my thick thighs, my big green tits, or I'm falling on you didn't hurt me because my ass is so big and soft and round I could use it as a cushion. Well, maybe I see how that drives you wild. Feel how it makes you harder than steel inside of me. And maybe that's what I want. I want you horny. I want to make you horny for me. I want to make you go wild, go crazy, get so desperately turned on that you fuck me into a screaming, slutty little puddle of a goblin bitch. And you'll love me so much, you'll get addicted to me. You won't ever be able to leave me. You'll need me desperately. Just like I need you. Because I love you. I don't care if you think I'm going too fast. I know my own heart. I love you. You're the only person in this world who knows who I really am and accepts me. Really accepts me. Warts and all. Or, well, green skin and all. Sitting in your lap, leaning against you like this, you feel so warm, so reassuring. You're so big and strong. I can't believe any human would ever hold a goblin like this. You're a really special guy, you know that? Most men would never accept a monster from another world existing, let alone be their lover. So, now that I've shown you how lonely and clingy I am, do you still want to do this? Do you... Don't want me? I'm glad. Although, I guess I should have asked you before you were balls deep inside my tight little body. So, are you ready for me to start moving? Because talking about how much I love you and how good you are may have made us both feel all warm and fuzzy inside. But it also made me flood down there like a waterfall. I'm already so soft and squishy with this much lube, I'm sure I can take even your massive tree trunk dick. No problem. Okay. Ready or not, here I go. Oh, God, yes. Fuck, it's pounding its way into me. Oh, I feel it leaving marks in my deepest parts. You're gonna totally reshape my body. You're gonna make me yours. Is this as good for you as it is for me? It better be, the way I'm working it on your lap here. Most men have to pay to get treated like this, you know? Oh, holy shit, you're so hard. Pounding so hard, can't think straight. Just feel... Hot and wet and good, so good. Why moving by itself? Just jump on the thick fat cock. Feel it, me on the insides. Entire body shaking and burning up. Entire body yours. Oh, no. It's sensitive, I'll grab him.
fingers so strong, so good. My tits, yours, all yours. Use them. Use me. Go, Brim. Make them squish, squish. I'm so squishy. My body can take it. Even big, strong human hands and big, strong human dick. Is it good? Is it? Feel nice picking up tiny goblin girl and slamming her down my dick? Fucking ruin me. Make me your bitch. I want car to smell like my feet. Smell like me forever. I want to mark car and home and dick and you. Make you mine, all mine, mine, like I yours, so good, brain, not work, you fucking me, just like a hole, yes, yes, let me be your pussy, little curvy goblin fucked hole, oh, so tight, feel you throbbing inside of me, about to explode, aren't you? Go ahead, do it inside me, spray everything all out, give me seed, give, come in me, come in me, come. Holy shit. That was actually the most insane thing I've ever done. My body won't stop shaking, and I can feel my heartbeat through my entire body. Human cocks weren't meant to fit inside goblin pussy. That's what makes it so good. I can't believe I met such an amazing guy on a blind date. I want to stay like this forever. Feeling you against me and inside of me. Hey, don't make fun of the way I talk. I told you, English isn't my first language. I'd like to see you compose poetry in a foreign language while getting repeatedly hit in between the legs with a sledgehammer. So, when can I see you again? Well, of course we're going steady, silly. It's only the first date, and I've already kissed you, sucked you off, fucked you, and trusted you with my greatest secret. I'm pretty sure that means we're, like, already legally married. I mean, if you want that, I guess. This is all moving a little fast. I was just so happy to finally meet a human that's actually accepting of my existence, but it's still up to you. What do you want? Thanks. Drive me home? Sure, thanks. What, the car's not working? Try again. Okay, when did you buy this car? No, wait, don't tell me. 2008. Woo! Okay, that means it's from after they updated the ignition switch, so it's probably not that. Try it one more time. I need to know what to listen for. Oh, there. You hear that? That sort of grindy noise? Means your starter's got a problem. Probably just the starter motor's a bit loose. You keep a toolbox in your trunk? Awesome. I'll have it fixed in a minute. Told you I'd be handy. Aren't you glad you decided to stay with me? Oh, by the way, I'm gonna have to spend a while bent over while I work on this, so, you know, feel free to stare.